Did you think that your feet had been bound by what gravity brings to the ground? Did you feel you were tricked by the future you picked? Well, come on down. All these rules don't apply.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Eric Reiner, Trisha. Great on a break. But we'll return for Real Hockey Talk coming up in about 2 minutes.
And this is, yes, from Wally, Peter Gabriel singing Down to Earth. Wally.
I didn't like that movie.
I don't know why. What is wrong with you?
I
How
know.
Could you not like Wally?
I like Aladdin and Shrek.
I thought it was okay. Kathleen didn't like it.
I thought it was okay, but I expected more out of it.
I loved it. I thought Wally was excellent, and Eve was excellent as well.
I liked E.T.
Eve hangs on my tree every year.
Who's Eve?
Christmas.
Adam?
No. Eve. The female robot.
Oh, you got a robot?
Yeah, I've got a robot.
It's a robot.
Yeah, it's a robot, Dave.
Robot.
Well,
robot.
But yes, it is Breakthrough Entertainment's Pixar show in honor of the release of Inside Out. And
the Queen of Mean.
And from one exciting guest straight into another, right now we have on, we're very excited to have on comedian Lisa Lampanelli. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome in advance for what's going to be the best show of your life.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
I know you've got some people really nervous here, Eric.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous.
Well, let them be nervous, because that's sort of what our job is as comics. So keep that finger on the dump button, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I know that, you know, I in the press release here, because she's got this, you know, excellent special coming up, Back to the Drawing Board, Lisa Lampanelli, Back to the Drawing Board. It's on Epics this coming Friday night, so that's on June 26th.
Yes.
And you said that, you know, it's like one of the best networks that you've ever worked with, because they just let you say anything, you know?
Yeah, you know, they didn't, you know, what happens is you usually have to submit, you know, a tape as far as their content after they give you the special. You have to sort of go over the content with them. And there were no notes. Either we just didn't bother sending anything or something, or they just loved it all. But that's really cool because, yeah, I mean, most networks, they do tell you this one thing or another can't be a broadcast, but nope, with Epics, they let it fly, so it's great.
That is. And it's a great special. So, again, June 26th, everyone's got to tune in. It's on Epics. But we were saying, you know, I think, Eric, you're the one that called her the Queen of Mean, and Eric, I mean, Dave, you were like, wait, what? But I don't think it's that's what they call you, but, I mean, it's just honesty, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, I'm an insult comic, so I planted that nickname for myself in the New York Times years ago because I wanted to be known as someone who, like, really goes hard at the people but doesn't really mean any harm, because it's all about kind of including everyone and making everybody feel at home, or just calling people horrible, crass racial slurs. Either way, it just works for me.
You've covered it all.
Yeah, you know? So I love the nickname, and this special has a little more personal stuff about my life and my crazy ups and downs in the past 3 years, my divorce, my weight loss surgery, my getting my hair cut to look like Rod Stewart's half-lesbian sister. You know, so it has a lot about me, but it's also crass and vulgar and everything people have learned to love about Lisa Lampanelli speaking of herself in the third person.
So it's pretty much you're an equal opportunity offender?
Oh, yeah, nobody escapes. I mean, hey, if you don't watch out, I'll start talking like a baby and won't get off the line, okay?
So, Lisa, who influenced you in your career? I mean, what
Don
comes
Rickles?
To mind? Yeah, Don Rickles, I'm thinking.
Well, I got to say, I never watched comedy as a kid, stand-up.
Oh.
What I did watch, though, with my parents, because I'm old, I'm 53, we used to watch the Dean Martin roast.
Oh, I love those.
Funny.
Yeah, and I used to always think, wow, that's kind of what comedy must be like, a bunch of friends sitting around having a good time. And so that's obviously why I gravitated towards that style. But, yeah, I mean, even with the roast on Comedy Central and at the Friars Club, that's sort of what I feel is my sort of those were the influences early on.
You're sort of the heir of Kathy Griffin. We've had her on, too. Do you know her? And do you
love her?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
cool lady.
She's a really cool chick. She likes when other people are successful, because you'll meet some people in the business who are jealous or envious, and she has a booming career. So I was so flattered that someone like Kathy Griffin would even know my name. You know what I mean? It's odd because she's such a big star. So, yeah, I think we both kind of have the same sensibilities, and we know we joke with people, but we love them nonetheless.
Well, you know, after we went to her show, I felt like she was my friend. And it's kind of, I get the same vibe from you now, even though I haven't seen your show yet. You're just so approachable, and it's just like it's one of my girlfriends calling in, you know?
Well, listen, I have no doubt if I met you in person that I would dislike you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably because you're prettier than me. Even Caitlyn Jenner is, which really is pissing me off.
Hey, she's prettier than a lot of us.
Right? No, but
scary.
It's true, though. I do like people. I always wanted to have the vibe, and you can't create it. It just has to be there where people go, wow, she'd be cool to hang out with. And you guys know when you have a real true friend, you joke with each other. You don't sit there and be all precious with each other. That's you joke. So anybody I include in my show, it seems like they naturally would be somebody I would hang out with and be friends with.
Do you ever, when you're insulting people in the audience, have you ever had a problem with any of them?
I mean, I'll occasionally have somebody who thinks they're funny and they quickly realize how not funny they are after 7 to 20 minutes of me just going off on them. Just go to YouTube for some great clips of that.
Oh, I was watching you last night, and I was just wondering how some of those people could take that.
Oh, well, no, the regular material, they love it. But if it's somebody who heckles, I mean, would you really go up against me? It's really not smart. So they get schooled pretty fast. But again, it's just all for fun. And hopefully I haven't contributed to a suicide yet. But hey, maybe I'll get more famous if I do.
Well, I think that, you know, the key is that you're able to, you know, laugh at yourself as well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think we all have to have a sense of humor about ourselves. Don't you?
Oh, please. I mean, on those roasts on Comedy Central, they always shoot me laughing it up when people make fun of me. Because if it's a good joke, I love it. Are you kidding me? My name gets mentioned more, which drives up my price because I get more well-known. It all comes back to Lisa Lampanelli earning more money to buy more Toyota Camrys. So step on.
Oh, I love Camrys. No wonder we're soul sisters.
Yeah, well, I'm of course joking because I'm rich. But, you know, I just thought that was a funny car to insert for the joke. But that's okay. Let's pretend that I have one too.
Hey, when you come into Phoenix? Are you going to be in Phoenix?
I don't have a date in the future, but I will because I come there at least once every, I would say every year and a half I do that market.
Well, Joseph is looking for a date, and so, you know, maybe he could handle one every year and a half.
Exactly. There you go. Hey, I'm not dating because I'm going through menopause, and I have absolutely no feeling from the waist down.
Well, Joseph isn't black anyway.
Yeah. Well, hey, maybe you're a little out of date because I was married to a white guy up until 3 months ago. But see what happens when you get married and go back to white? You end up divorcing them anyway, so who knows?
Well, I think you need to talk to Dolezal and find out. Maybe you can get the best of both worlds.
You never know. Hey, I'm willing to try if they are.
That is hysterical.
Oh, I love it. Wow. Oh, we are so looking forward to your special.
Well, especially,
it's good. I like it. You know, it's funny when you watch them. You're not. First of all, I'm not horrified by my looks anymore other than, you know, out of clothing. Because losing 107 pounds, you go, wow, that makes for a better looking TV, especially even if I'm ancient.
Wow.
So,
that's incredible.
I kind of like it. And the material I just love because it's really super edgy. And like I said, they let you be hardcore at Epic, so people should watch it.
Yes, definitely. Again, it's Friday night, so June 26th on Epics. I think it's on at 10 p.m. here. So it's,
yeah.
I know we have some listeners in other areas. So it might be at 9 p.m. there, but check your listings. But here in Phoenix on Epics at 10 p.m. next Friday. And I love that you know, you're more than 100 pounds lighter. I mean, several years ago, I lost more than 100 pounds. And doesn't it just feel awesome?
It does. Did you keep yours off?
Yes.
Wow.
I started to gain a little bit, but, you know.
Well, what did you do? Bulimia? Because it really worked.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, looking yourself in the mirror, you know, that's and then the bulimia. Come
that's pretty funny. Like, yeah, the horror of having to look into a mirror will drive anyone to go, okay, let me cut my stomach out, okay? So, yeah, no, it feels like I really feel like I'm reliving my teen years because I'm back at the weight I was, well, even before high school. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'll live longer to torment more masses of people. Every sexual persuasion and race. How could they live without me? That's what I want to know.
That's true. There you go. And, yeah, it's just amazing. What do you think about some other comedians? You know, we've had like Taylor Williamson on the show.
Bill Maher.
I mean, Kathy Griffin.
Well, I love Taylor. I actually am a pretty big supporter of his. When he was on America's Got Talent, I was like tweeting all over the place for him. And he sent me an email the other day, which I'll have to get to because, you know, he's beneath me. I ignore him. but no, I like him a lot because it's an edgy. It's like a different style. And he has that slight edge when he was making fun of Heidi Klum, which anybody who makes fun of a supermodel is fine with me. So I love him. And I love, who's the other one you just mentioned? Oh, Bill Maher.
Yeah.
I love him because he dated the black women. I dated the black men. I say we cut out the middle man and just me and him go at it.
I can arrange it.
Why not? How about, you know who I love is that girl who was pretending to be black at the NAACP?
Rachel Dolezal.
Rachel Dolezal, yeah.
What a nutcase. I was like, okay, why would you pretend to be something that's more difficult in life? Because black people have it harder in America, okay? Why doesn't she just pretend to be gay, too? And you know what? Add a fat suit on. You'll see, biatch, what's really difficult in life, being fat. Didn't you hate being fat? Like the low self-esteem you just get from walking around, having people look at you, worried that you're going to sit next to them in an airplane?
Hey, did you see Shallow Hal, the movie?
Loved it.
Fabulous, right?
Yeah, anything about fat people triumphing over you skinny bastards. Because, you know, me and you, we're going to gain all our weight back anyway. We might as well still be against the skinny people.
Well, you know, I decided I need to start losing money because every time I lose weight, I keep finding more. So, you know, maybe if I start losing money, I'll find more.
That probably is true. I love your twisted logic. Again, just driving the point home, we would definitely not be friends.
But you know, we've got to keep the weight off if we want to keep up. You know, because I want a chance with Bryce Dallas Howard, and if I'm 100 pounds heavier, there's no way I'm gonna have a chance with her.
Have a chance now.
Maybe she's a chubby chaser. You never know.
That's true.
Ooh.
Could be. You know.
Ooh, we have to.
A lot of people date fat people because they know we have low self esteem. So
easier pickings.
I say just shoot low and be good in the sack, and then we're all set. Don't ever get naked if you're over 50. I mean, this is what people are so funny when they're like, oh, you must love the way you look now that you lost weight. I'm like, dude, naked, I still got the cellulite. Just because you lose weight doesn't mean you're perfect. When I sat down the other day, it looked like I had sat on a gravel driveway naked for 5 hours, okay? Bumpy as F. I'm like, you know what? I can't win.
Wow. You know, and what's amazing is this, Eric was referencing this earlier. This is our Pixar show, all in honor of Inside Out. So this is, you know, we've got a lot of kids listening too. So.
Oh, good. Hi. I love Disney.
Yes.
You said kids love you.
Children love me. I was at Gay Days at Disney the other day. Even though I'm not gay, I wanted to go and support Orlando at Gay Days because you know what? I always feel like I'm honorarily gay because nobody likes me either.
Well, you know, I do have to tell you that there is no way you can stay in a depressed mood if you start watching you.
I would say
you
not.
You are hilarious.
I'm like Alexa Pro, you know?
Better.
Except I cost way less, so I think that should be something people are told about.
And there's a 2-drink minimum.
Yes. And P.S., if they do ever come to my show in Phoenix, you better tell those people to either have a sense of humor or sit in the back because I will find them. You know me.
Is there a 2-drink minimum if we watch you on Ebix?
No, but I would say you should probably do it just because the jokes are better if you're drunk. So go for it.
You learned that from Dean Martin too, huh?
Yeah. I know how it is.
Wow. Well, you know, again, Lisa Lampanelli, back to the drawing board. It's on this coming Friday, June 26th on Epix, 10 p.m. here in Arizona.
If you can't watch it live, DVR it.
Yes. And I'm telling you, this is one of my favorite ones I've ever done, I must tell you. So watch it, live it, love it. And I'm going to be live tweeting during the show with some inside scoop. So definitely sign on to Twitter if you're as big a loser as I am and have nothing else to do that night.
Hey, that's me. Yeah, there we go.
Cool.
We are looking so forward to your special.
Oh, thank you, you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
Let us know next time you're in Phoenix.
Okay, sweetie. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, that was it. See,
oh, she's funny.
That was okay, right?
She was very tame.
She did good.
That was great.
But just to let you know, any kids listening right now, that the special is not anything, you know, it's not tame like that. It's not for you. Well, that's why it's on at 10 p.m.
I was going to say, it's on at night, and it's got a rating.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, it is hilarious.
So parents, put the kids to bed and enjoy.
Exactly.
Well, we're out watching in Florida.
Yes.
And it's definitely worth it. So check that out. And Epics, they're a great channel. We've got several guests from them, and you know, so they are a great. They've got a lot of different movies and stuff on there. I mean, so, you know, that William Shatner.
I saw Kevin Smith special there.
Yeah, exactly.
It was funny.
Yeah,
he's actually funny.
Silent Bob.
He was on our show, but almost live. But we
That was back,
in the day.
Eric, you would have enjoyed that interview.
Eric, the publicist, called us, right?
Yeah.
It was on a cell phone, yours or it was someone.
My cell phone.
And he said, you know, Kevin's funny, but every other word is something that, you know, may not
expletive.
Be appropriate. Yeah. And so we had to say, well, we'll tape you.
Yeah.
So, although someone in our crew said, "What's the heck? Let's do it." But I had to overrule.
Well, I still think it would have been funny, especially given the channel they were on.
So did you?
Well,
do
now I regret it.
Did you do a lot of editing?
I did do a lot of editing. It was one of my favorite interviews, though, because it was just, you know, off the handles.
He's funny.
Yeah, he is hilarious, but that's why, you know, check out Lisa Lampanelli, because there's, you know, no censorship there on Epics.
She sounds all funny. Cool,
Kathleen
too.
And I watched a bunch of YouTube videos of her, some of the roasts and stuff from Comedy Central, and she is really funny. I mean, we were cracking up. Some of the things she said are just so harsh that you just can't help but laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things like you can't look away from an accident. You just got to keep watching. And then the next one. And then the next one, right?
And the people in the audience that she picks on, it's so funny.
Yes.
Does she play in Vegas? Has she ever? Do you know if she's...
I'm not sure, but she probably. I mean,
probably
she probably
be.
In her tours and yeah.
Because Kathy Griffin does very well there.
A lot of the Epic specials. I know that Sherry Shepherd taped her Epic special here in Phoenix. I attended that special.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, when we had her on, that was in honor of that. And she taped it here, and I remember being in the audience, and they get you all like, you know, you're clapping and stuff like that. It's a lot
cool.
of fun. And we've got a little bit more coming up after our break, but before we get to that, we need to hear a little bit from Brad Paisley singing Collision of Worlds from Cars 2, which is the shirt that I'm wearing today.
Yeah, you are. Is that
Lightning
is that?
McQueen?
Yeah, Mater? Cars.
I don't know. How do I know it's Cars 2? It doesn't say 2.
There
it says 2 right there on the
sleeve. The other side says State Farm Insurance.
Well, that's because all cars have to have a sponsorship.
Insurance. No, they have to have insurance.
Insurance as well, but
that's
sponsorship.
Really, it's true.
Yeah, and Mater's got a
Mater D.
In this song.
Who's Mater D?
I don't know who that is.
Mater is
that's the guy that brings your food to the table.
Mater.
Yeah, that's it. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. Lightway, Left Flame, Metric, Imperial, Pounds, Dollars, Howdy, Cheerio, and V8 Growl, to a V12 screen. Hail to the Chief. Well, God save the Queen.